Parashas Kedoshim that we read yesterday is from the end of the Navi Amos, from Treyasar. It's not a long Haftorah, but it's a very uplifting, inspiring Haftorah. There's a whole discussion about when you have Achrimos Kedoshim, exactly what Haftorah you read. In some Chumashim you see a different Haftorah, but there's a whole discussion. The Sugyas discuss this in Megillah and in Shulchan Aruch. The way that it should be done is the way what we do it, is to read the Haftorah of Kedoshim after Achrimos Kedoshim, and it could be, Shachta spoke the other week, he mentioned this, Derech Agav, that even if it was be separated, it's also better to read this Haftorah twice rather than to read about Toevos Yerushalayim, which is what's printed in many Chumashim after Achrimos. Regardless, the Haftorah that we read from Amos, so it's interesting. Now, the first pasuk says, Halok Ibnei Chushiyim Atem Li, and there's a machokes whether this is really a praise to Kal Yisrael or the opposite. Because if you read earlier in the perek, in Kapitel Tes, clearly the Navi is doing a lot of hardcore shvafayim brimstone musar and rebuke against the poshe Yisrael. And then starts the Haftorah, so you'd want to assume it's very starting on a positive note, but not all the Mefarshim learn it that way. You are like Ibnei Kushiyim Bnei Yisrael, goes on to say that I brought Kaisa out of Mitzrayim, but I also brought out Plishtiyim Mikaftor Varom Mikir. So the way Rashi learns that you are really no different than the Umos HaOlam, just like a Kushi can't change his spots, he can't change his skin, so you're locked into your averos and your habits, and I don't even see you as much better than what I've done for other people. I took you out of Mitzrayim, but I also took out Plishtiyim Mikaftor, and this is a pasuk in Parshas Devarim that says that Kaftam Hayotz Mikaftor Hishmidum, that was a way in which certain nations took over the land of other nations, and it's not necessarily something to make a big deal about it because they had special schusim. It was just something that I arranged to do. So to speak, it's not like you're in any way special. Okay, that's how Rashi seems to learn it, but then others have other ways to learn it that gives it more of a positive spin. In any case, if you go on in Haftorah, you certainly see some positive nevuos. It talks about how there's going to be a period where many of the chatoim, the chotim, are going to die out, but those who remain will be the loyal and the ones who were devoted. And then you have a very famous pasuk or two that were mentioned. Bayomahu akim esukas David hanufeles. We all know this from the Rachamans and Sukkis. Now you know where it comes from. The end of Sefer of Navi Amos. It's a reference, of course, to Binyan Beis Hamikdash and the Geula and the Malchus Beis David. That whole line I will establish once again. The sukas David hanufeles and the gadati espritzayin for risosam akim uvinisia kimei olam. Talks about the ultimate inheritance of Edom, one of the three lands that we know were originally promised as part of the Bris Din HaTzaron, but it waits for the Geula Sida, for the time of Mashiach, to be able to become part of Kal Yisrael's inheritance. And then we have another couple of interesting psukim toward the end. This is in Pasuk Yud Gimel here. Hinei yamin boim nu mashem, v'nigash choresh v'kotzer, v'dorech anovim b'moshe chazorah. What does it mean? V'nigash choresh b'kotzer. Choresh is the season of plowing. Kotzer is the season of harvesting. Dorech hanovim is pressing the grapes. Moshe chazara is the equivalent of the harvesting afterwards. And the idea is, as the simple pshat be, as the pasuk says in Bechul Kosai, Rashi quotes it, v'hisig lochem da'ish es batzir, uvatzi yasig ezar, that the various stages of the work in the field will overlap. There'll be so much work to do and such abundance of produce that you won't even be able to finish your harisha until the katsir comes. You won't begin to finish the batzir until the esazara comes. So everything is going to be happening in a very quick way, and it will be very exciting because there'll be a lot to handle in terms of the bracha. There's a lot here, Alpi Medrash, Alpi Medrush. I just mentioned, for example, one very interesting Medrash that I remember seeing at one point, Vayigash Elav Yehuda, Vayomer Bi Adoni. This is the showdown we know between Yehuda and Yosef. As a result of this encounter, Yosef reveals himself, and the idea of Yosef's revelation is also symbolic of the Geula Asida. Says the Medrash Rabba, Vayigash Elav Yehuda, Hine Yomim Boim No Mashem Benigash Choresh Bakotzer, Choresh Ze Yehuda, Bakotzer Ze Yosef. One is Nigash. Nigash is Milash and Nigash, that they come close to each other. So Yehuda approaches Yosef, and we say that Choresh is Yehuda, and Kotzer is Yosef. That's why Yosef is a Kotzer. Why Choresh is Yehuda, and Parashim talk about a source for that also. And then V'dorech Hanavim is again Yehuda. Kidarachti li Yehuda Bekeshes, B'moshech Hazara is Yosef, Shemashach Zaro Shel Aviv Horid B'Mitzrayim. He brought down, he was Moshe, he drew the rest of the progeny of Yaakov to come down to Mitzrayim, B'chavi Adam Emshachem. And then it says further in the Pasuk, V'yitifu Eharim Asis, this is the mountains will drip with pulp, meaning with wine. The Chohagvos Tismogagna. So that, the Medrash continues, Hitifa Harim Asis. Harim is a reference to people of great stature, Eu Hashvatim. So they were there on the side, noticing this encounter, and then the Medrash puts words in their mouth, even though they didn't say anything. Amru Melachim Medainim Eu Lemeu. We have these kings who are having this intense encounter. What are we going to do? What are we going to say? We're just sort of on the sidelines. This is the ultimate encounter, the union of Yehuda and Yosef is the idea, as the Yecheskel says in the Haftorah Vayigash, that the Malchus of Ephraim, the Ten Shvatim, and the Malchus of Yehuda come together, the two Meshichim, Meshich ben Yosef, Meshich ben David, the ultimate Geula, the union of all the Shvatim together. So that's a Medrash on this Pasuk. In a more simple pshat, we said the Rashi, but I want to focus on the end of the pasuk because there's something interesting in terms of davening that I'll allude to. The pasuk continues v'hitifu haharim asis, which means that hitifu is to spill over, like al da'atef atfuch, right? Tzaf is to flow, to drown. So it will drip over with asis is wine, yayin tov. Rashi says it's pulp. And the hills will be melting, which is a reference also to milk. There's a parallel pasuk toward the end of Yoel, also in Treyaser, and that pasuk also is misnabe in a similar way. It says as follows: V'haya, it says Yoel Dalad Yudches. V'haya v'yamahu yitfu haharim asis v'hagvos teilachna chalav. So that's what the Mepharshim say, that this mogagna is also a reference to what says in Yoel, that the mountains will be dripping with milk, and the hills and the mountains will be dripping with wine. So exactly what does it mean? So the simple pshat is that, like it says in Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov Avinu tells Yehuda, in the bracha of Yehuda, he also talks about a lot of wine and a lot of milk, right? That's the pasuk there. It says, white teeth from milk. If you look in the Targum, so he talks about this idea, dripping out with wine, the sheep, the milk, meaning from the sheep. There'll be a lot of bracha. Rashi says, Nisnabe al Eres Yehuda, Shetehe Moshechas Yayin Kemaya. So why is this connected to our davening? Not in the most obvious way. So the bracha of Musaf Shabbos starts with the words Dikanta Shabbos. If you notice, if you haven't yet, but now probably you have, the letters are an acrostic of Alabes reversed, called Tashrak, right? So besides for the simple pshat of those words, which some of the words are harder to translate, they have different pirushim, but even before you, even separate from that, there's a code, and the code is called a Tashrak code. Tav Shin Reish Kuf Tin Kam Shetiz Kavanah Sav Sevisa Pirusha, all the way until Aleph Oz. So the Rishonim, many of the Rishonim discuss this, and they notice that the code of Tashrak, the Torah alludes to it, he tells you the beginning of the code, and then the Beis Yosef gives you more of it, that the letters themselves can form words or hints to words, and all of the hints are connecting to nevuos of the Geula Asida. That embedded within the Rashi Tevos of Tashrak of Musaf Shabbos, which talks about the building of Beis HaMikdash and being able to bring the Kabbanus Musaf again. So there's a code about the Gula Asida. And they go through exactly why that is. So we're not going to go through it all now. You know, we'll find it. Tashrak is one idea which has to do with whistling, and the Psukim that talk about whistling to bring together Kibbutz Galios. So if you continue along after Tashrak, you have the next remez, and that is Tzadi Pei Ayin Samach. Okay, I never heard of the word called Saf'as, but the code is as follows. Saf'as means Saf, Tzadi Pei is the equivalent of like to drip. Like Saf is to drip over, just like with a test page. Safa is to drip over. So that means like Vehitifu, to drip over. And Ayin Samach is the word asis, which is the word for wine. So this is the remez, the pasuk in Yoel, and the parallel pasuk that we have in Amos, of a tifu haharim asis. And that is the remez of Saf As. You wouldn't have guessed it on my own. I wouldn't have. But this is what the Rishonim say, is the remez of the ribu yayin, and the idea of the gula sida. But it's not just wine. It's not just physical wine. Yayin is gematria sod. Yayin, the Gaon says, Yayin, Tovim Dodecha, Yayin is the secrets of Torah, the Shevapanim Torah, it's the Sodos. The idea is that Kimolar, Zeus Hashem, Kamayim Mayam Achasim, that in the time of the Geula, there will be a revelation of tremendous knowledge of Torah, that will be spread, Torah and Chachma, the whole world will be sensitive to take it all in, and that's the Indian of the remnants here, of the Ribu Yayin, probably Chalav, is also a remnant in some way to an aspect of Torah. Chalav Ikmafia 40, 40 days to give the Torah. Okay, a lot of Ramazan. And this is the Inyan of this Pasuk. Just to end, after this, a very, very beautiful Pasuk that comes at the end. And this is the return of Klal Yisrael Teretz Yisrael. Beautiful idea. The Shavti Yeshivus Ami Yisrael Uvanu Orim Neshamos. They will build up desolate cities. V'yashavu V'natu Chramim V'shasu Esyenam. Building, planting the vineyards, drinking the wine, vasuganas vachos periyam, and tatim alad masam. And this is also a bit of a connection to more in a pshuto shul mikvah level to the musaf. Besita enu bigvuleinu. What is the idea? Besita enu bigvuleinu, to be restored and planted in Eretz Yisrael. To be emo besita emo bahar nachlascha. A planting that will not be uprooted, as the pasuk concludes. Lo yinatshu od me alad masam shenasati lehem. There'll be a point in which we will be rooted in Eretz Yisrael, never to be uprooted again. And this is how it all ends. The Haftach of Amos ends with, and the whole Navi of Amos went with this, these last words. V'lo yinatshu od me'ad masam shenasati lehem, Amar Hashem Elokecha.